Jews will begin celebrating Passover at sundown on Monday. The holiday recalls the story of Exodus, when Jews escaped captivity and oppression in Egypt. But as NPR's religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports, with war in the Middle East continuing with no end in sight, some people are somberly observing this year's traditions.
At Sinai Temple in West Los Angeles, Rabbi Erez Sherman unlocks the sanctuary doors and walks toward row after row of seats marked off with blue ribbon. Each represents a hostage Hamas took during the October 7th attack.
We decided to put names and ages on 14 rows, which is about 240 seats.
The congregation has removed the names of those released. Still, more than 130 seats remain set apart to remember the ones who remain captive.
This is our hostage square. These are our hostage seats.
Seats that remind Sherman of words from the Haggadah, the ritual script for remembering the Passover during evening Seder meals.
B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam. In every generation, we are obligated to see this story as if we came out of Egypt ourselves. It was always a metaphor. This year, it's reality.
We must tell the stories of the hostages who are continuing to be held captive in Gaza.
Nicole Guzik is also rabbi at Sinai Temple.
It's a reminder that the story from Egypt continues thousands of years later. All of the stories that are being held captive right now that won't be around a table during Passover.
The violence of October 7th and the rise in anti-Semitism that followed have been painful, says Guzik, especially for many American Jews who stood with Black Americans and immigrants and LGBTQ people during the long fight for liberty and now feel abandoned.
It's seen as if Jews don't deserve to have the same kind of allyship, or Jews don't suffer as much as other minorities. And I'm hopeful that the greater community in the world hears that as a minority, there is deep suffering.
Which is why Jewish federations around the U.S. see annual interfaith seders as opportunities for deeper conversation with neighbors this year.
Resilience, strength, freedom, and triumph over adversity resonate across cultures and religion.
Mary Kohav heads community engagement at the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles.
This year, there will be a lot of mourning. It's been a really tragic and traumatic time. You know, we hope bringing people together to experience this ancient ritual will provide some optimism for how we can move forward.
Forward together, even as suffering continues in Israel, Gaza, and the U.S. That hope resonates this Passover with Robert Bank, president of the human rights organization American Jewish World Service.
It is about this duality of both oppression and freedom. And it is a Jewish time to reflect on what is broken in our world and what we can do to repair it.
A note that AJWS is one of NPR's funders. Bank also says the Israel-Hamas war has him reflecting on the ancient words of Rabbi Hillel.
If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? And if I'm only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when?
Traditionally, Seder meals end with the phrase, next year, in Jerusalem, which points toward a future when all Jews can celebrate the holiday in freedom and peace. But American Jewish World Service publishes a Haggadah with these closing words, next year, in a just world.
It means hope. It means a prayer for peace for Israelis and Palestinians. It means we must remember the times where, in fact, human beings have created change for the better, because that makes it possible for us to do it again.
A longing, says Robert Bank, shared by many this Passover. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Los Angeles.